I'm Mary Loreline. I teach all kinds of horticulture classes at Western Illinois University. I think the two that I sent in, one of them was similar to what Ken was talking about, I think. But instead of students going on their own field trip, this was an online class. It was a plant ID class that I taught last summer, and I did a different one in the fall. Traditionally, I would do a PowerPoint presentation of the plants in the classroom on a Tuesday, and then we'd go look at the plants on a Thursday, and we'd do like 3 weeks' worth of plants and then have a quiz and an exam. So I, you know, trying to decide how to do it online, and I was getting ready to get all my PowerPoints, you know, and put them online and have to reorganize them every semester depending on what I'm teaching and so on. And I just had this brilliant idea, why not have them do the PowerPoints? And so it's similar to what other people have said today. I had them, actually, since the one was in the summer, I had each student tell me where they were going to go, what nursery, garden center, botanical garden, or whatever, try to pick one main location, and then they could also go to other, you know, people's backyard gardens or whatever. And I think that went really well. So they would do the PowerPoint. They would all submit it. I was concerned that it would be really time-consuming to grade all those, but it wasn't at all. I probably had about 15 students in there. I also was surprised because I saw two people had a very similar photograph, and that was a concern. They're just going to share, even though it was a summer class and most of them were in different locations. But I went back and looked at each of their picture of that particular plant, and it had like a piece of the curb in it, but they were actually different pictures. So I think they just went together somewhere, but they all did take their own pictures. And then in the case that they couldn't find a particular plant in their area, I did allow them to take something off the internet if they needed to and they had to cite their source. And that went really well. They had, they told me where they went. Also, then I did the same thing in the fall, but it was a different set of plants, and I think it was annuals that I was teaching in the fall. So I did allow them to use pictures off of the internet, and again, they had to cite on each picture where the location was. So that was one of my teaching tips that I sent in. Anybody have any?
Yeah, do you keep these?
And so, they all went into the Dropbox. We use Desire to Learn, and so I have them all. I haven't reused them. And then I did online quizzes with that, and also online exams. And I just admit it, like Kim said, that you know they're going to have their books open. But I figured between the time you took the picture, you looked up the information, and made a PowerPoint. You took a quiz, which had a picture and one of my pictures, and then you did the exam, which was open book. And the fact that not everybody got straight A's, you know, it wasn't that easy. I mean, it should have been easy, and they had 2 hours to take an exam, but at least they were getting that information again and again. So hopefully they learned. Anybody have any questions about that? I can share my other one, too, but. My other one was, it's also Plant ID class. At the end of the semester, we played a game, and we broke the class into two teams, and the teams basically quizzed each other about the plants. But about a week or so in advance, I had each student turn in 10 questions about any 10 plants that they wanted in the class. And it was a little bit of, you know, job for me to kind of put together, and I put people into teams ahead of time, and then made sure they weren't, you know, asking questions about the same plant. And then when they came into the classroom, I put them in their teams, and they kind of faced each other at a table, and they went down their list of questions and asked someone on the other team. And they had to write it in such a way that you would ask, maybe give them three clues. So you'd start out with clue number one. If they got it, they got 3 points. If they didn't, you gave them clue number two points. Clue number three, 1 point. And then I had little $2 and $3 gifts, like little plant ID books and, you know, trowel and different things like that. So whoever got the most points got to pick their gift first, and we had little things for each person. And that got them more of doing the exam review and got me out of the picture of doing that. So. And they like it. Yeah.
How big were the teams?
That class usually has about a dozen or so students, so probably six or seven on a team.
And how do you make sure that they have appropriate clues?
Some of them are better.
Right.
I mean, some people write better questions than others, and they did get points for their question writing, too, so I could grade that and try and give them an incentive to write a good question. And sometimes I would stick a few of my own in there. They wouldn't know who wrote the question, so. Yeah, that was usually the last class before finals. That would be our final exam review. You could probably do it for quizzes and such, depending on your class time that you had. Okay?
Great.
Thank you.